From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Ahead of a December 31st deadline across Mexico, a group of Mexican television channels are scheduled to switch over to being broadcast digitally today. The move will impact millions of customers, as Marketplace's Sally Herships reports.
Hey, Mexico, your plan to modernize and upgrade from analog to digital, that sounds great, but your citizens aren't ready. That's all according to Tony Payan. He's director of Rice University's Mexico Center.
I mean, moving people from analog to digital TV requires people to buy television.
Digital televisions can be expensive. Payan says about 5,000 pesos.
Now, think about that. The minimum wage is 73 pesos a day.
About $4. So that would take a lot of days. To help, the government has given out about 10 million TVs to the poor. And there's another group that wants to see this transition succeed. Advertisers.
Within a couple of years, you and your neighbor, even watching the same show, will not see the same advertisement.
Will Hahn is an analyst with the technology research company Gartner. He says digital TV means a clearer picture for advertisers, too. They'll be able to tailor ads to Mexican viewers more carefully. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
The startup Jet.com was hailed as a potential competitor to Amazon when it launched over this summer, but it hit a speed bump this weekend when it announced that it could not guarantee delivery of packages by Christmas. Michael Pachter is research analyst at Wedbush Securities. He says getting packages to people in 2 days is actually really, really hard.
Jet is about where Amazon was in the early part of the last decade, where none of us expected delivery in fewer than 5 days and typically as many as nine.
But Pachter says now we do expect fast delivery and that Amazon is able to do it partially because it controls distribution for many third-party sellers. Jet is much smaller and can't afford to do that.
By the time they have the scale that they can afford, you know, to invest in distribution capability and deliver within 2 days, Amazon will be down to same-day delivery. I mean, Amazon is determined to be one step ahead of everybody, and that's just impossible to overcome.
By the way, we reached out to Jet, and the company says it's still hitting the overwhelming majority of delivery dates, but it wanted to err on the side of caution and let folks know a few days early that there might be a problem with some packages. Speaking of delivery, this will be the 60th year that the North American Aerospace Defense Command, NORAD, will track Santa's flight patterns on Christmas Eve with help from, yes, Microsoft. Promised on the tracking website this year, a holiday-themed coloring book and integration with Microsoft's digital personal assistant, Cortana. The site is noradsanta.org if you want to follow along on Christmas Eve. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported. To keep our coverage relevant and awesome, please make a tax-deductible gift to Marketplace today. Your gift in any amount counts twice, thanks to a dollar-for-dollar match from the Candida Fund. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. You don't have to be a follower of the latest additions to the Oxford English Dictionary to know technology is changing the way we talk. Instagram face, the Uber of X, the Tinder of Y, the Yelp of Z. It might not surprise you that there's something called YouTube voice. Julie Beck is senior associate editor at The Atlantic, and she looked at this recently. Hi, Julie. How'd you first discover YouTube voice?
It's a very specific moment. I was watching a video on the PBS Ideas channel about fan theories. The specific fan theory they were talking about is whether or not Ron from Harry Potter is actually a time-traveling Dumbledore.
About whether or not it's possible to say that Ron Weasley, beloved and arguably most lovable ginger of the Harry Potter universe, is in fact, did not turn into, was not magicked and suddenly became, but rather truly in fact is Albus Dumbledore.
The host of the series was talking in a way that sounded so familiar to me, and I realized he sounded exactly like these other popular YouTubers, the Vlogbrothers. brothers, John and Hank Green.
So the Bank of Nerdfighteria is like the U.S. federal government or an exceptionally unhealthy tree. It has three branches. There's the lending branch.
And I was like, wow, they're talking in exactly the same way. I wonder if they're friends or something. They might be. But I started watching a lot of other YouTube videos and seeing that something similar seemed to be happening.
You talk a little bit about aspiration. Can you tell me what that is and what it means and what it sounds like?
I called up a linguist, Naomi Barron from American University, and she kind of walked me through some of the components of this. And aspiration is something that naturally happens with certain consonants. I think it's P, T, and K normally. And if you heard when I just said those letters, there's normally a little bit of a puff of air that comes out of your mouth anyway when you say those. So if you say keep, for example, there's a little puff of air that comes out when you say keep. But a lot of times in these videos, you will hear people over-aspirating. So the puff of air is extra pronounced. So instead of keep, it would be keep.
Does it end up equaling more views on YouTube?
I mean, it's probably hardly an input-output equation. And I've also probably watched, less than 1% of all YouTube videos like over the course of my life. But a lot of these very popular accounts, you will see them using some of these strategies, be it aspiration, be it drawing out consonants, drawing out vowels. And they're all just different ways of emphasizing words. And so people do that all the time, probably on the radio you guys do this when you're just talking to your friend and you want to emphasize a story you're telling. You would do these different strategies, but they just are doing them a lot and picking up on a lot of them. And I think it's probably because a lot of them are just sort of talking to the camera without a lot of action or anything to hold people's attention. So they're holding people's attention vocally.
Julie Beck is Senior Associate Editor at The Atlantic. Julie, thank you very much.
And thanks for having me.
Just for the record, yes, I'm aware that certain public radio personalities also do sound alike. And I love a good vacuum cleaner, but a smart vacuum cleaner? The new LG HomeBot robot vacuums promise to do something kind of amazing. Open up an app on the phone, uses your phone's camera, you point the camera at the messy area, and the vacuum scoots over and gets cleaning. The vacuum doesn't seem to go off of the floor, so pointing to a piece of clothing on another human, both not advisable and not effective. Dreams of messing with my father, deferred. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.